KZN has been and continues to be at the heart of it all, and the Durban Chamber of Commerce and Industry has called on government to deploy the army in KZN, where it says the unrest will have a domino effect on job and food security. Mpume Langa, who's first VP of the Durban Chamber of Commerce and Industry, joins us with more now from that end. Thanks so much, Mpume, for your time this evening. So we heard from the president last night. We've of course caught sight of the Minister of Police and had the National Defence Force deployed as well. How much solace is this reaction providing?
At this point in time, I cannot say for sure there is utmost solace. There is the army present in some areas. It's not everywhere, sadly. We still have looting continuing, buildings being burnt continuously. So even though there is some trickling of the army in KZN, it is not everywhere to stop what is happening currently. So as a business community, we're very concerned about the level of looting that still continues. Even though the army is present, we need them to be spread out in all different areas. Because as it is right now, the province as a whole is at a standstill. It's not only in Durban. It's Durban, north of KZN, the Midlands, the south coast of KZN. It's everywhere. And we understand that the military may not be adequate or enough to attend to all these areas, but we need to have more visibility in the province across.
Have you seen, Mpume, any quelling of the civil unrest, or does it simply continue to escalate?
It is continuing in different locations. It looks like it's well organized, because they move from one point, complete that, then they go to another point. When the police leave, some do go back to the sites that were being looted. So if that is being left unattended again, they can always go back and re-loot whatever was left behind. Yeah. So it is almost like chaos everywhere. It's mushrooming in different locations across the province. At this point in time, it hasn't stopped. It still continues.
Commentary as far as the president's address last night is concerned, Mpume, is that it seemed more directed at the looters, who were in all probability not listening, when the audience that was watching was actually those that wanted solutions and a plan of action. Did he simply fall short?
Well, I would imagine that it did. The timing of it, at that point in time of his presentation or his broadcast, the people were still out there looting. So those who were listening were at home, being compliant. Those who were looting didn't even get to hear what he was saying to them. So the message did not even get to them. Hence, the looting continues. This morning, we woke up to extremities of the warehouses being broken into, being burned down and being looted post his speech last night.
So how much consultation with government have you been having, Mpume, if any at all?
It's been quite minimal, to be honest. We would love to engage more as business community of KZN specifically and chambers of businesses across the province. At this point, we have been communicating to the MEC's office, the presidency. We've been trying to make contact with them. At this point in time, I must say it has been through the formal channels of government in writing, not face to face. But we understand that it is difficult times that we are faced with. All we are calling for is that please prioritize KZN as a province, because what is happening at this point in time, it is a crisis. And often above that, the biggest worry is that there is a target that's been expressed for the municipal areas, like your water, power supplies, or lights, power supplies. Those are being targeted. Cell phone towers being targeted too. If this does continue, we might end up being out of contact with the country as a whole. And second to that, the food shortage is now looming, because all the malls or shopping centers being vandalized, and even the spaza shops and townships being fully vandalized.
Yeah.
Where will the people get food from? Where will the medicine come from? Where will the hospital supplies for emergencies come from? We are really in dire straits, and something has to change. We need immediate action to be taken by the government.
Because until we do, sentiment amongst business and industry as far as investment in South Africa is concerned is going to be decimated even further, Mpume. And I was chatting to Sapoa just ahead of this conversation that we're having now, asking about, what kind of further build and ploughing of capital do you actually see forthcoming here?
It is very sad because, as you know, KZN is a province. We have the highest number of unemployed youth in the country as a whole. And this is not helping that cause of creating jobs for the unemployed youth. Secondly, the infrastructure that's been available, that's been developed in the last 5 to 10 years across the province of KZN, that's been burned to the ground. As it is right now, Pietermaritzburg only has one shopping center that's left standing in a big city like that. So yes, investors are panicking. I do not blame them for now, but if we intervene now, we stop what's happening and work on recovering what is left of the economy, we might have a chance of surviving in future. But for as it is right now, we are the harbor city of the country. Two biggest harbors are homed in KZN.
Yeah.
And those harbors right now are being interrupted. If this continues, how do we then support the bigger country and the economy? As a province, it becomes a problem. So investors are concerned. I don't blame them. But something must be done to try and curb that.
Have the sums been done, Mpume, in terms of how much this has cost business? Because we're not only looking at the cost of destruction in terms of property damaged or stolen, but also that cost of rebuild down the line.
At this point in time, as the looting continues, we can't fully quantify this point in time. But as it is right now, we're in billions already. Just on the infrastructure alone that is privately owned by businesses. You then add the government infrastructure, you add the personal losses that have happened. We are going to be running into hundreds of billions, unfortunately. And sadly, this will hit the people of KZN who will be impacted by this directly after this.
Absolutely. As the country's risk profile gets heightened, before I let you go, Mpumi, how worried are you about, how much of a precedent this all sets when it comes to how people will choose to handle things when social plight falls on deaf ears?
Well, sadly, as a nation, we have been known to be disruptive when we protest. We've seen protests in the last 2 or 3 years where they've been people have been vandalizing property. That was probably not well attended, I'm not sure, I can't say for sure, but it's become a nature of a people that when we're protesting, we destroy infrastructure. If we do not correct this now, we may say to the nation, going forward, it's a free for all. You can do whatever you like, nothing will happen to you. We have to enforce the rule of law at some level, and we have to show that as a country, we still have the rule of law being present and being active and being implemented. At this point in time, it's hard to say, but hopefully we can get that right from today onwards.
Well, Mpume, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Mpume Langa, who's first VP of the Durban Chamber of Commerce.